Hey. Why am I so nervous? Okay, so I know that you probably can tell from the timestamp, for the voicemail notification you're gonna get. You can tell that I am pathetically leaving. I'm leaving this voicemail literally 5 minutes after saying goodbye to you at the gate. And I've been keeping something from you, and I really shouldn't have, because now that you're gone, and now that you're moving across the country, I'm realizing I'm really fucked up. I could have easily told you this. I really could have. I drove you to the airport this morning. We were in the car together for an hour. And I could have told you. And you know what? I'm just gonna be honest with you. I knew I could have told you, but I didn't, because I was scared out of... I was so scared. I was so afraid that when I tell you what I'm about to tell you, if I told you in the car, that you would just turn to me and either look shocked or disgusted, or you just wouldn't even know how to say, and it would make everything awkward, and I didn't want to fuck everything up right before you're leaving. And But I have been keeping this inside for... I've been holding on to this for 6 years. And now that you are moving and starting your life over in a new city, I realize that, that I need to get this off my chest, and that, you know, right now is the time. Like, I don't know what it is, but I swear to God, it feels like I'm being suffocated, and I feel like if I don't tell you, if I don't get this off my chest, I will never be able to breathe normally ever again. My chest feels... it feels like I have this corset within my skin, and it's been pulled so tight. And anyways, okay. I'm so scared. You know what? Fuck it. I am in love with you. I have been in love with you for 6 years, and it has driven me insane. It has been torture. It really has, because I have wanted to tell you. I've wanted to tell you so badly, but I was so afraid, and it weighed on me so much. You have no idea. I remember when we first met, in college, yeah, I had a schoolgirl crush back then, but I got over that, and we were friends, and then 6 years ago when my dad died, and I didn't know what to do, that entire year, as my best friend and just an amazing human being, you didn't let me spend a single day by myself. You came over to my house. We drank, we smoked, we played board games, we played my Xbox, we went out, we did whatever, but I knew what you were doing. I knew that you were trying to keep my mind off of things, and it meant the world that you cared so much, that you knew that being by myself after losing my dad was so hard, and you made me feel like no matter what, I'd always have a home with you, that I would always be okay because I'd have you. And it was that year, over the course of 365 days, that I fell in love, and I didn't even realize it. And then one day it just hit me. It's like a glass just shattered, and I knew that you weren't just a friend to me anymore. You were so much more than that. And you are so much more than that. You have been there for me through thick and thin, and I knew that you were the one for me. You really were. I know that we've both been in relationships over the last 6 years, and it hasn't worked out for either of us, and I'm not going to assume that you feel the same way about me, because I don't think you do, and it breaks my heart. But all I know is that there is a reason that all of the relationships I've had in the last 6 years have not worked out, and it's because not a single person that I met in that time came close to being on your level. Because you're you. You are everything to me. And I feel like a fucking coward. I'm sitting here at the airport terminal, and I fucking hate it because I let you go and I didn't try to at least tell you how I felt. And the fear, I just let the fear get the best of me. And I hate that. But the truth is that I love you, and I think about you all the time. I think about you when I wake up. I think about you when I go to sleep. When we're together, if our hands brush the electricity, I feel. I've never had that before. And I thought I knew what love was, and then you came along, and now I know that everything before you was just a footnote. That you're the real thing. You're the story of my life, and I just don't know. I just don't know what I'm gonna do without you. I'm not saying that, you know, I want you to come back just for me. Of course I want you to be here, but I also understand that you're doing your own thing, and this is for your career, and I am so fucking proud of you. I really am. I really, really am. And I want you to know that, because I know that chances are you don't feel the same way, that I don't want this to change the friendship we have, because you are my soulmate. And I don't just mean that in a romantic sense. I mean that even as a friend. I feel like when we met, it just felt like it was a reunion. Like I had known you my entire life, even before I had met you. And I cannot lose that. I cannot lose you. I love you so much. And that goes beyond romantic love. You are everything. I hope that you aren't scared off by this message. I know that it's a lot. It's 6 years worth of unsaid words and thoughts and feelings and just... I know it's a fucking mess. I've created a fucking mess, and I know that. But if you just bear with me, I promise we will get through this. It'll be fine. It will be fine. I know you've only been gone not even 10 minutes. And this place doesn't even feel like home anymore to me. This city feels alien. I feel out of place. I feel like I recognize this place, but it seems so different without you. You bring so much life with you wherever you go. And to be without that, to be without you is really hard. And I know it's gonna be hard, and I know we talked about that, and I know that that's why we tried to keep our goodbyes, you know, limited, so that we didn't end up just becoming sobbing messes. But I miss you. I already miss you, and I love you. I really do. So hopefully when you hear this long-winded rambling just dumpster fire of a voice message, you can understand where I'm coming from. I hope so. But call me when you get this. I obviously will not be able to eat or sleep or do anything else today other than stare at my phone, because I've done this incredibly stupid thing. So when you land, or just whenever, give me a call so I can explain myself, because you mean more to me than anything in the world, you know. And sorry, give me 1 second. I think someone from work just texted me. Sorry, this is just... You know what? Maybe I'll just text you to delete this before you listen to it. I just got a text from you. Wait, let me read this. Oh my god. Oh my god. I'm sorry. People are staring at me. I just got your text. You love me? Sorry. Oh my god. Stop. Oh my god, okay. Now I feel stupid. I should have told you. I should have just told you. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god, call me back as soon as you get this. Oh my god. Jesus Christ. Holy fuck. You know what? No, you know what? Fuck it. I love you. I love you. I don't care. I'm at the fucking airport. I'm gonna buy a ticket. I'm coming to see you. I don't care. I am coming right now. I'm not waiting another second. I am not waiting another second. I love you so fucking much. I'm gonna see you. I'm gonna see you soon. Okay, bye.